Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good night, wherever you may be. This is Tessa, and this is Just Tessa and the Vibes Podcast. This evening, we have a gem-dropping podcast. If you have not already checked into episode 7 that was dropped earlier this morning afternoon, which is titled Let Us Chop It Up. And it was just me having a conversation, just talking. No particular topic or anything. I was just talking. Here is where we mind our business, but I'm going to talk my shit. Look at my podcast, like, I'm basically in my Erykah Badu vibes. You get what I'm saying? When I'm on my podcast and I'm talking to you and I'm kicking you real shit, just look at it as I'm just basically my Erykah Badu vibes, you know? Like, I'm good. I'm centered. I'm feeling everything from the air to the trees to the herbs. Everything. So, if you have not listened to the Just Tessa and the Vibes podcast clip info number 2, do that as well. I dropped my Instagram business page in there and a couple of other things. That will be up indefinitely. So you can make sure you have all the information you need. If you're not able to get the information that I'm trying to give you in that, basically you can get the Instagram page name in the bio on the Spotify page, so you can make sure you're following and you're up to date. And if you need to reach out, contact me, please do through the DM on that business page. Let me see, is there anything else I need to tap on before I execute this gem? Let's see. If you currently are not following Just Testing the Vibes podcast channel on Spotify, do that. If your notifications are not on, do that. Turn them on. If you have not listened to episodes 1 all the way through, please do that. Please duly note, no matter where you're listening to me at, in the car, in the shower, at home, at work, out and about, whatever, just know that I use profanity, I curse, I fucking love it. It's just what the fuck it is. It's all positive vibes over here. No bullshit. If you click on my channel and you choose to listen to me, I'm hoping that you're clicking on it to listen to see, hey, what we're talking about today. Shit, hopefully you're following that close. Like, I wonder what we're talking about today. Or you coming in because I got great vibes and you like to hear me, you know, talk, and I'm kicking those vibes to you, and I'm going to help you get back centered. Please don't come on here thinking that you're going to find some drama. Nope. I kick real shit. I talk my shit, but I ain't over here with no drama. I'm telling you that right now. Telling you that absolutely right now. So, the gem that I'm dropping today, this evening, is shoot your shot. Shoot your motherfucking shot. Aim high. And if you can break the fucking ceiling, do it. And when I say shoot your shot, aim high, break the ceiling, all those, I'm saying it in any aspect. It doesn't matter if there's this girl or guy you want or interested in. It doesn't matter if it's a job opportunity. It doesn't matter if it's school. It doesn't matter if it's a place. It doesn't matter. Shoot your fucking shot. Aim high. Break the fucking ceiling. You get what I'm saying? You're not going to know what position you're going to be in until you do it. You get what I'm saying? You're going to know what position you're going to be in if you don't do it. But you don't know. You don't know if you're going to, if it's going to be a brick wall. You don't know if it's going to be returned in kind. You don't know if it's mutual. You don't know if that person is like, hey, I just been waiting on you. You don't know if that job was like, hey, we're waiting for the right person and you're it. You don't know. Shoot your motherfucking shot. You feel me? Shoot your shot. And if it's not in your favor, okay. You don't need to take it personal. You don't need to, you know, get down or anything like that. You can walk away knowing, you know what? I wasn't sure if I was going to shoot my shot or not, or if I was going to make that play or not, but I did it, and now I'm further than I were. Or, you know what? Shit, I'm still further than I was before. You know what I'm saying? No matter if it's mutual or not, you're still further than you was before you wasn't sure if you was going to take it or not. And I think a lot of people miss that. It's very important to remember is that first you were in the thought of taking your shot, shooting your shot. Next, you executed it. Good fucking for you. Like, clap that. Pat yourself on the fucking back. Because a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people don't do that. And I ain't gonna tell you nothing wrong. But don't go into it with this mindset of, oh my God, what if it doesn't work out? What if I apply for this job and it just doesn't come? Or what if I, you know, slide in her DMs or his DMs and he just shoots me down so horribly? Don't go in with that mindset. Please don't. Don't do that to yourself. Don't cancel it out before you even started it. You feel me? You never know what, mate. You never know. That guy may be like, hey, how are you? Maybe like, you know what? I'm always cool with having a new friend. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with that. Or how about we get to know each other? Like, I would love to get to know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know. Or that girl may be like, hey, how about we go out for lunch? Or I'm interested in you too. Or, hey, we can be friends if that's okay. Like, you don't know. You don't know. Of course, it always can go left. Somebody can just ignore it. Someone can say not interested. Someone can be just a fucked up individual and react so harshly. I mean, like, that is possible. That is absolutely possible. I'm not going to tell you nothing. I ain't gonna tell you no bullshit. Okay? I ain't going to give you, I'm not going to give you apple pie and put mayonnaise on top of it, making it look like it's ice cream. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to do that to you. What I'm saying is that it is better to take the step to not take it at all. Of course, you need to be comfortable for you. Don't go shooting your shot and shit just because you heard me drop this gem right now. No, take a thought. Think about how you feel. Think about what type of person you are. Think about if you really want to do it, because you got to hold you accountable if your shot misses or lands. You get what I'm saying? And when I say this, people are so quick to point a finger if something doesn't work out with anything. And they quit the point of finger. Oh my God, you. Oh my God, them. Oh my God, they. Or blah, blah, blah. No, sometimes we just need to say, you know what? It's okay. Or you know what? That's on me. Or you know what? That's nobody's fault. It ain't even my fault. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes we got to take accountability. So I'm sitting right here definitely supporting people taking their shots in the right directions. You get what I'm saying? Taking that step out on faith. I'm totally for that. But first, know what you're about. You get what I'm saying? If you're listening to this, I don't know if you have anxiety or fears, or if there is something that's happened before. I don't know anything about you. You do. So you, before you do anything, got to be comfortable with it. Treat it like sex. You have to be comfortable. Consent. You have to have consent. And you have to have the know-how. Okay? So before you take your shot, have the know-how. Have the consent. Have the comfortability. And you go from there. Have the safetiness. You got to know how to read people too. You got to know how to read things and people. You feel me? Because you can go apply for a job that you have limited experience in. It doesn't mean that you don't have any. It just means it is limited. You get what I'm saying? So you got to already go in somewhere in your mind. You have to be knowledgeable, knowing that you have limited experience to something you're applying for. But that does not just discount you out because you have limited experience. You get what I'm saying? If you didn't have any experience, could be a different conversation. But you have limited experience. Okay? So you have some, just not enough. So you still go apply for the job. And even if you didn't have experience, go apply. But you can't be completely shocked or at a standstill if the job denies you because they need experience and you don't have any. Okay? You can't blame somebody if you don't get it. You can't say, oh my God, God, why didn't you? You can't say, oh my gosh, why didn't this person? You can't blame anybody. You just take it and be like, you know what? That's okay. Some things you just really gotta look at them and be like, I kind of already knew that. You know, like, I just, you know, I wanted to give it a shot and I'm glad I did. Some of those situations and experiences, that's what they're for. It's for you to be like, you know what? I took a step out on that and I did things this way. Okay, and now I know what to do or what, you know, or what does work or didn't work. Some of those situations are just that. No matter if you get it or don't get it. Some of those situations are just for that. For you to take something away from it on, it's like a future playbook, I guess you can say. Like, you gathered knowledge. And you can choose to do what you will with it. Now, if you're going to shoot your shot in someone's DM or whatever, you want to know what the fuck you're doing. Okay? You want to know who, you want to know the person you're talking to in some sense. You know, like, if you are trying to slide in somebody's DM and you have never had a conversation with this person, you got to build rapport, okay? You got to build rapport. You got to build some type of relationship or friendship, communication, a line of communication between y'all before you just go shooting some shots in somebody's DM. You know what I'm saying? That's my opinion. Once again, I speak from my point of view, my observation, maybe my experience, my know-how, shit like that. Maybe that works. I'm not saying it's not. It's not possible. What I'm saying is that if you want to try to get it as close to, you know, how you want it, you want to make sure you're not coming with no bullshit. You're not coming with no games. You're not coming to waste somebody's time. You're not coming to try to infringe on anybody's peace. You're not trying to destroy someone's livelihood. You're not coming with negative, ill intentions. You get me? Like, you gonna say what you mean to mean what you say. You coming at them on some real shit. If you gonna shoot your shot in somebody's DM, man, woman, whatever, and you on some bullshit, be prepared for some bullshit to come at you. Be prepared for that to be a situation. Because you ain't being real. You're not being, you coming to fuck with somebody's time. Okay? Don't do that. Don't waste people's time. And don't play games with people. Some people react differently when their emotions are played with. Okay? No matter what you say or do, some people react differently. You got people who will be emotional about it and they just keep it to themselves. You got people who will be emotional about it and everybody knows. You got people who will not be emotional about it, but the inside of them knows what emotion they're feeling and they react. Okay? You got some people who may not even feel shit. And they just do whatever the fuck they do. You know what I'm saying? When you play with people's feelings and emotions and time, some people act and react differently. So you gotta know, whatever the fuck time you're on, if it's on some bullshit, be prepared for that to come back tenfold. Straight up. When you're approaching this man or woman or whatever in their DM, don't be all about self. Don't just be talking about yourself. Don't be fucking ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be ridiculous. And I say that from just some real shit. Like, don't be. Don't be fucking ridiculous. Don't be rude. Don't be disrespectful. Don't be demanding and a beggar. Don't come off like a fucking pervert. If you're a pervert, please do come off like a pervert so they can fucking block your ass. Not talk to you. If you're a pervert, show me that face first, please. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? If you a fucked up individual, show me that face first. Let me see that color. That's the color I want to see. What is that? You know what I'm saying? What color is that? I need to see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't hide that. For real, for real. Expose that. You know what I'm saying? Expose that side. Go ahead and expose that side. But I just wanted to drop a little bit of Jimmy Jim. Not taking up too much of your time, but I am worth the time. Please, if you have not put your friend on, put your maid on, put your partner on to the Just Tess and the Vibes podcast, do that. So y'all can be in here laughing with me, vibing with me, chilling with me. You feel what I'm saying? Be my friends from other beings. You know, vibers and listeners, all good vibes and positive energy. If you already have a chip on your shoulder, or you're moody or angry, or you just being hateful, this ain't the place for you. It's the place for you because you need some healing. You need some real, you know, just some chill ass energy, real shit on you. But don't come around these neck of the woods unless you want to feel that. You want to feel that. You want to enjoy that. You want to understand that. If you don't want any of that, go the fuck on. I say that however you wish to take it, but just go the fuck on. Because, yeah. Should be driving down blocks you don't want to see anyway. You feel me? If you don't want to be on this block, why the fuck you drive down here? And you can't get lost. You feel me? You really can't get lost. And I'm going to tell you how you can't get lost if you end up on my avenue, my boulevard, my street, my circle, my road. You feel me? You can't get lost and just end up here. You feel me? Because there's people that are my friends and followers and shit like that that is sharing or telling or whatever. And then I'm sharing and promoting and stuff like that. And then if you're on Spotify just regularly and you come across it, you can't get lost here because before you even click on anything, the titles are pretty much clear to what the fuck you're about to listen to. The bio is pretty direct about what the fuck channel you're on. You feel me? Everything is pretty much cut clear. Like, you know what? I think I'm about to get some real shit around this block. So if you know about real shit and you prepare for real shit, then you gonna push a play button. But you can't get lost here. You can't just end up here by mistake. Because even before you click anything, you can read. You know what I'm saying? And there's a trailer. You can listen to the trailer before you even click an episode. Listen to the trailer. The trailer will let you know if you want to listen to me, if you want to hear what I have to say. And you go from there. You know what I'm saying? But if you're around this block, it's because you're supposed to be here. You chose to be here. And you're going to keep being here. Okay? I talk about everything. Everything. If it's on my mind and it's my business, I'm going to talk my shit. Okay? That's all I can do. And sometimes I get on here and talk a little bit of shit more in one day. Because, hey, some shit was on my mind. I wanted to kick it with my vibers. You know, I don't want to hold all the gems to myself. I do want to be a blessing in a sense to others. So, I'm going to wrap this up with this gem this evening. So, my gem was and is, shoot your fucking shot. Break the ceiling. Aim high. No matter what it is, if it's the job, if it's the girl, if it's the guy, if it's the home you want to buy, if it's the car you want, shoot your fucking shot. Go for it. Go for it like you got some fucking sense, though. You get what I'm saying? Just don't think you're going to walk up into, you know, the Pentagon and bam, you're going to be cleared security access or some shit. Go into it like you got some fucking sense and You know what you want. You know how you want to go about it. And you on some real time. No bullshit. No ill intentions. You on some real shit. I would tell anyone, don't be going on people's blocks trying to waste their time, trying to destroy their setting, trying to infiltrate like a Trojan horse or some shit. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because I'm telling you right now, I don't play about my peace and I don't play about my motherfucking time. I don't. I really, 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 really don't. You get me? You feel me? The respect, my time, and my fucking peace. Those three right there, when it comes to me, those right there is like the red button on a cartoon they tell you don't press. You feel me? Like, or that shit gonna just take out of this world. You know what I'm saying? On a machine, and that shit just gonna do all types of shit. Yeah. I'm like the button in the Men in Black fucking car. That little button right there, Will just wanted to push it, so he just couldn't help himself. You feel me? Like, I'm one of those. I'm the red button. Don't push that. You push that, you don't know what the fuck, what we don't, we don't know. You know what I'm saying? This shit finna get real. And we ain't trying to do all that. So, I know if I feel like that, I know there's people out there that feel like that about they shit. You feel me? Or somewhere around it. They feel like, you know what? No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't come over here messing with us. Don't come over here messing with us. Out of all the fucking streets, blocks, all that, you could have went elsewhere. Don't do that over here. So if you're going to shoot your shot, be responsible. Be kind. Break the fucking ceiling. Aim high. Go for it. But be fucking smart, mature, and responsible with that shit. Okay? Thank you for tuning in to Just Tessa and the Vibes podcast. We got another one. Welcome.